This will be a 41-yard drive from the left hash angle to the right. He's kicked three, he had one block to win it for Northwestern. Here's the snap. Here's the placement. Kick by Mitchell, rises to the uprights. It is good! The Wildcats win! Jack Mitchell hits the field goal! And the Cats have stunned the Fighting Irish yet again. The Cardiac Cats are back. 43-40.
Back to more Steve Cochran on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's nobody better than Dave Ennett. That's goosebump stuff. What do you think when you listen to those?
That was a fun moment.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a great
game.
Lot of fun.
That
was a great game. Great game. Coach Pat Fitzgerald, how are you?
Great to be here.
Nice to see you.
Football season. Here we go.
Your summer's over, buddy.
I'm not sure when it began, but yeah, let's go enjoy the fall. Absolutely.
But it's a good problem to have. Here you go, getting cranked up for another year.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. After the kickoff today, it's kind of the unofficial start of the season. And, you know, the guys will have this week off, actually. We wrap up finals today for summer school and a week off, and we'll be in training camp, you know, a week from Sunday.
You know, I know you get this question a fair amount, but because of the level of academic student that you would have at school, is it tougher to get kids cranked up this time of year? Because there's a lot of these kids, you know, I mean, they're for the first and foremost, they're education bound, right?
Yeah, well, you know, again, a majority of our team, not everyone, but a majority of our team was in summer school, and then other guys will do internships and summer jobs. Entire freshman class was here for 6 weeks. Take this week off, and then being on the quarter system academically, we won't take a class again until after our fourth football game.
Oh.
So they've got it pretty good starting here in a couple hours if they're not done already with their finals. So that's one of the benefits about being at Northwestern from the academic calendar standpoint.
Sure. Dave, what's your biggest question going into the year?
Well, I got lots of questions. Well, first of all, Pat's been kind enough because the big question has been the quarterback situation because of three guys – figure to compete for the starting quarterback job. Pat has said he will announce the starter this morning on your show.
Oh, how great is that?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Even without seeing all three of them, that's tremendous. What are you, psychic?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? Do we have a hat anywhere?
Is this year unique more so in the quarterback position than any other that you've been there?
Well, been unique from a standpoint that there's three young men competing, but we've been here before, you know, when – you know, C.J. Beshay had graduated, and, you know, then Mike Kafka, then Dan Persa, you know, Kane, now Trevor. It's just a storyline in college football where it's so different than the pro game. We know who the Bears quarterback is going to be. You can probably name a bunch of NFL teams that you know who their quarterback is going to be. And that's, I think, what makes it fun about college football. It's still similar to high school football that way. You know, every 2 years, you pretty much have a new team, and it'll be fun the way that it plays out here over the next 3 weeks.
But the difference, though, in the NFL, obviously, they got the preseason games where these guys can battle it out. So how do you make the decision? Is it when you get to Kenosha, is it two practices, three practices? Is it right at the end, right before you get ready to tee it up Stanford?
Well, I like the hat idea. You know,
hat idea is good. Yeah, because you have three choices.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we started this back in January, Dave, when we came back together as a team after the guys had a break, saying, obviously, this competition begins now. And there's an academic component to it. You know, there's obviously the on the field that we haven't had since spring practice, which will ramp back up. And, you know, I'd love to have separation by someone or two of the guys quicker than maybe it's been to this point. But I'm not going to rush it either. You know, this is a decision, obviously, that totally impacts not only our offense but our entire football team. And in my past experience, it has played itself out. And then there'll be a subjective aspect to it. You know, you'll have all the analytics. We'll have all the stats of all the things that we do from a standpoint of football-wise. But, you know, which young man is going to step in there, at least to start the season, and make the 10 other guys on the field offensively better and going to help us move the football? And then from a leadership standpoint, who is everyone else on the team going to follow? And I think all three guys have those types of qualities. But now here comes the sense of urgency with the opener coming September 5th.
So from an analytic standpoint, you're a young guy. From an analytic standpoint, how big does that weigh on you as a coach as opposed to your gut feel as a former player and a coach with a lot of experience?
Well, what we've done now is we've gone to the Northwestern students, and I'm going to bring about 50 of them up. They're going to just do analytics for me on the quarterbacks.
And get for credit.
Yeah, absolutely, for credit. And football is football. You know, you can twist and turn stats however you want, but it'll play itself out. We'll, again, start fall camp the way we were in spring. We'll split the reps into threes, and everybody will get a third of the reps. And then all of a sudden, something will happen, and there'll be separation.
And by the way, two of these guys are local guys. We haven't mentioned the names. But
Kid from Wheaton, right?
Clayton Thorson and also Matt Alvedi from Maine South.
Yeah, absolutely. And Zach Oliver from Baton Rouge. So it's going to be fun. And that position should get talked about a lot. You know, it's so critically important to what you do. And I know all three guys want the job. And I also know this. I think whoever the two are that do not receive the nod to be the starter and the opener, they'll be great teammates because that's what they've been their whole careers. And some a little bit longer than others, but I know they'll be great teammates no matter what and keep fighting to try to get the job.
More with Coach Fitz in just a second. Dave, when is that first game?
It's 5 weeks from tomorrow, Coach.
Who's counting?
Sorry. Had a mouthful of coffee. And
almost.
I think you knew that. Yes. Against Stanford at Ryan Field, 11 o'clock.
Nice to have a pushover in week one. It's Big Ten Media Day, and Coach Fitz is here. Of course, we are very pleased and thrilled to have Northwestern football and Northwestern basketball. And we'll do both again this fall and look forward to every minute of it. You'll hear it all here and at WGNradio.com and wherever you can hear Dave Hennett's voice. As a matter of fact, if you miss a game, there's podcasts, and Dave will come to the house and recreate the game every week. One lucky listener. We'll have Dave come to the house and actually recreate the entire game, which is very nice of you, I got to say.
Yeah, as long as it's at a decent hour.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you look fantastic. How many lavender/purple ties and shirts do you own?
Over 20.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah,
with gifts, is this all you get from people?
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. Yeah, I mean, it's like I'll take something else, please.
You know? Yeah, that's great. Purple dress shirt.
All right, great.
Dave, another question from you.
Probably the and you knew you had him, but the revelation last year was your freshman, now sophomore running back, Justin Jackson, made the preseason watch list yesterday in the Big Ten as a player to watch this year. Had a tremendous freshman season. But now you've got some other guys. Well, you had a couple last year, but you got a big group of running backs now. So will you spread those guys around a little more?
It's going to be really fun to watch to see which one of those guys earns one of those 11 spots on the offense. And you've been covering us for a long time, Dave, where we're players' formations plays. Who are the best 11? Let's put them out there. Solomon Vault, very dynamic athlete. Played last year, unfortunately, had a hamstring issue. We lost him for 6 weeks. But, you know, he's dynamic. Warren Long, a bigger back. Very physical player, was primarily a situational player a year ago, but really impressed with the spring that he had. We redshirted Austin Anderson a year ago. He was pretty dynamic also. No one's really hit him yet. I mean, he was in spring ball and got hit. You know, I like the group. Having Justin back, I really like the way that Matt McPherson and Mick McCall brought him along last year. You know, we were very conscious of putting too much on his plate too soon. And to rush for, 1,400 and change, you know, was a great rookie campaign. And looking forward to bigger things to come.
You can follow Coach Fitz on Twitter at CoachFitz51. And if you look at the Big Ten West, it's probably the better side of the coin to be in the Big Ten because it's a little more tightly packed. It does look like you get a few breaks, you can make a run here. Obviously, everybody thinks Wisconsin's going to be at or near the top all season, but why not, you guys?
Well, you know, I've typically not listened to everybody.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, it's going to be a fun year. You know, on our side, with Coach Chris now coming into Wisconsin and Mike Riley coming in to Nebraska, some obvious change. Jerry Kill's done a phenomenal job at Minnesota, working his plan that he's had every stop that he's been at. And, you know, Kirk Ferentz is just, this year, 13?
There you go, Laura Caldwell School right there.
I've been just sitting here waiting
to
bring
you
involved. Thank you, I know.
Yeah,
good effort.
But I have to say, you're adorned in some purple, too, so nice call by you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, so there's obviously great competition on our side. You've called some pretty special games on everybody on our side. You know, over my 10 years, we've had our fair share of success. And, you know, if we can get the quarterback situation figured out, I think we have a chance to be pretty good on defense. I think we could be an interesting team to watch.
The Big Ten has been a national punching bag the last couple of years. It's been very fashionable for people to take shots at the conference. Now Ohio State wins the national championship, and suddenly it seems like it's starting to trend the other way. Do you feel like maybe the conference is starting to regain its national stature, which I don't know that you ever thought they lost it, but the perception was that the league was down.
Well, I know from our standpoint, we know exactly the games that we're going to be able to impact that perception. You know, it's going to be the opener against Stanford, then a few weeks later against Duke. But, you know, Ball State's a darn good football team, and so is Eastern Illinois. But national media really doesn't care about that. And it's your comparable games against Power 5 teams. It happens typically for us as a league early. And then you come back at the end of the year, and then you're talking about bowl season. So, you know, those two extremes are the times that we have an opportunity, I think, to change the perception or continue a positive perception of Big Ten play. And, you know, our guys are conscious of that. And we know the challenge and the opportunity that we have in the opener.
Your biggest concern for the season, Dave, outside of quarterback?
Just being there for kickoff, showing up.
Traffic is bad sometimes. Have you ever missed
a kickoff?
I'm there 3 hours before.
Exactly.
Are you kidding? We're ready to go.
Yeah, that's one. And you probably haven't. Have you mentioned Dave and I get together and we have a little bit of time before the game to talk. That's one of my favorite times of the week when we're in the stadium prior to kickoff and no one else is in there, maybe except for our guys. It's a fun time because you put all that preparation together and you've put all your prep for the game. We share some thoughts, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, hey, I'll talk to you post-game. All right, see
right,
you later.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Kissing your wife goodbye. You know, it's like, see you later, honey. I'll see you.
Right, right.
Here we
right.
go.
Unless
right.
Jim Cornelison's out there rehearsing the national anthem.
Small issues with that. Yeah,
a couple of fans right there, Coach, right behind
you. Go Cats. Baseball alum. There we go.
There you go, right there. I know you got a crazy day. I really appreciate you taking time to come over. And you know that all of us here at WGN are thrilled to have Northwestern football back. And it's going to be a great season.
Well, it's a wonderful partnership, and it's great to be on 720 and look forward to having some great calls, more than just the one we just played. Hopefully we'll have like a montage of like 12 to 13 to 15. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Is that's your impression to me?
Tried to red line. I'm just looking at the – I'm looking at – I don't. What is that called right there? There's got to be a technical –
These are term. Meters.
Well, I know it's a myth. That's a generic meter. There's like, no –
Yeah, no, those aren't hooked up to
meter,
anything. They're
it.
Not hooked up to there's, anything. Well, no, they just bounce back
that
and
whole
forth.
Call, though, Dave was redlining.
Oh, he was redlining.
The meter.
Let me tell you something. He's been redlining for years.
Good to see you, Coach. Great to see you. Thanks, buddy. Go Cats.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you every Friday, of course. Looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely.